Hello, thank you very much for taking your time to follow this conference call on Piaggio first 9 months of 2020 financial results. Today's conference call will be hosted by Mr. Roberto Colaninno, Piaggio Chairman and Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Michele Colaninno, Piaggio Group Director of Product and Marketing Strategy, Mrs. Alessandra Simonotto, Piaggio Group Chief Financial Officer, and myself. All relevant materials are available on the investor section of Piaggio Group website. At the end of the presentation, we will be available to answer the questions you may have. Before starting the presentation, I need to remind you that during today's conference call, we may use forward-looking statements based on Piaggio's current expectations and projections about future events. By their nature, forward-looking statements are subject to risks, uncertainties, and other factors that could cause actual results to be materially different. Also, I remind you that the press has been invited to participate in this conference call in a listen-only mode. Lastly, given the COVID-19 pandemic, in order to mitigate the risk, today we operate in split teams, so bear with us if you will be facing some difficulties managing the conference call. Now, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Roberto Colaninno.
Thank you. Good afternoon to everybody. Before to ask to Dr. Simonotto, Chief Financial Officer, to make their own presentation, I like to give some what in my opinion is the more important way to make a presentation of the results of the 2020. We have the first 6 months that was totally influenced by the question of pandemonium virus and what the high turbulence in the market, and that obliged more or less all the economic system to be down on the results. And then we had the last quarter, July, August, and September, just after the 6 months, especially the second quarter, and the way of the market, generally speaking, registered a very active reaction. Piaggio particularly, I believe, that in this quarter, the July, August, and September, registered, let's say, in my opinion, record results. As a record result means that we have increased sales by 3% on the last year, on the 19. The industrial gross profit go up by 0.5%, and let's say that the 0.5 is a big number if you consider that this is considered total productivity regarding the cost of sales. The EBITDA up by 23%. The net profit go up by 75%, and the sales, the total sales in quantity, is up by 14%. But what, in my opinion, is very, very important is that we have reduced the debt by 80 million euro to the good performance of cash management. This is really extraordinary results, including the fact that the Italian market, generally speaking, in August, worked for 15 days. This was the reason why we was able to compensate the negative results, the negative trends of the first 6 months. Now, looking at the last quarter, I can say that October, we have in line with our performance, and is already done. November and December, November we have for 90% the order already acquired, and December is in a normal situation in the way of the trend of December, that generally speaking is very low trend. Now, I don't know what will happen on November and December about the decision, the different governments in Europe and the different governments in Asia and the United States. So I am not in position, I am not able to predict what can happen on this way. What I can say is that very positive, I consider very positive, is that the Asian market, starting from China, Vietnam, Thailand, Philippines, is in the position where the virus decline. China market is practically empty now from the virus, and all the other country is in a negative, is a reduction, substantial reduction of the virus. India too, that was a dramatic situation, beginning to find the positive evolution of the virus. In my opinion, India on 21 will be very, very positive. Now, the trend in India is not so negative as in the past, is not yet a positive situation, naturally, but the remark is that two-wheeler for us is growing, the three-wheeler suffer again the big reduction, but the first reaction of the market is in line with the positive trend of the virus. So said that, I want to say that I'm expected that anyway, through a very conservative control of the management in terms of cash, in terms of expenses, we will be able to control a possible reduction on the market, especially in Europe. But in that, I have to consider that October was done very well. We don't have any problems on the dispatch of the products. Now, I am expected November and December, and this is a big question because I don't know how will be the virus situation. But to say that, I want to say that from Piaggio, I'm expected that all what we have done in terms of new products, or regarding the new project that we was budgeting for the 20, was already totally done. We expected to start with the Piaggio, with the new Porter, as we have already say in January or May or May or beginning of February. We have launched the Aprilia 600 just 20 days ago, and the market respond very well. We receive a very important pre-booking already, and we are in position to deliver products started for this week. We have also for the next year, we can say that we have a huge quantity of new products in the tunnel, and we will do that for 2021, I believe on time, because I don't want to believe that on 2021 we will have the same situation than 2020. Okay, say that, I give the present, I ask to Mrs. Simonotto to make their own presentation.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Colaninno. Good afternoon, everybody. As usual, I start the call with page 3 of the presentation you have found on our site on key financial metrics. To understand better what happens in this month, so we have focused the analysis on third quarter highlights. And as you can see, we performed in Q3 significant improvement of all key operating metrics and the highest cash generation to date. So, as you can see in all the metrics, net sales, EBITDA, net profit, net debt, free cash flow, the goal we reach in these 3 months after the reopening post-COVID lockdown in May have reached the best performance in Piaggio in the more or less against the same quarter of 2019. I should like to focus the attention of everybody on what we have done in both EBITDA and net profit, but also on net debt. When we closed the first quarter 2020, our net financial position was more or less about 550 million euro. Now we have reduced the net financial position of the group for more than 105 million euros. So we believe that this goal is very, very important for all of us. Going to page 4, we have summarized our industry key demand trends. EMEA and Americas. Overall, two-wheelers demand bounced back strongly as lockdown measures eased. European two-wheelers already back at 2019 level at the end of September, boosted by demand surging around 27% in Q3 on the back of strong acceleration across product and displacement segments. Notably, in Germany and the Netherlands, demand ended up double digits at the end of September. USA confirmed the upward trend starting in Q2, ending up by 10% versus prior year at the end of September. About Asia-Pacific, Asia-Pacific kept on posting diverging trends. ASEAN 5 countries' demand continued its slowdown, albeit a minor pace in Q3. Vietnam and Thailand kept being the most resilient, whereas Indonesia and the Philippines had been hit the most, with demand plummeting around 30% and 40% respectively. In stark contrast, the trend of other key reference countries. Notably, in China, scooters ended up high single digits, and in Taiwan, the positive trend accelerated in Q3, leading 20% growth year-to-date. In India, demand dipped across segments hit by persistent and stringent lockdown measures, but encouraging signs of inflection of the cycle materializing in Q3, both for scooters and cargo light commercial vehicles. Let's move to page 5 to have an in-depth analysis of trends by business. Q3, APAC and Western countries, outstanding performance, outstripping demand trends, partially mitigated Indian hefty demand downtrend. Year-to-date results still hit by widespread lockdown measures. To Wheels EMEA and Americas, recovery started at the end of Q2, accelerated in Q3, despite continued drawdown in European dealer stock. All main markets on the rise in Q3, with Germany, the Netherlands and US, standing out, reaching double-digit growth at the end of September. To Wheels Asia-Pacific, despite market demand downtrend, Q3 outstanding results largely driven by outperformance in China, Indonesia and South Korea. About To Wheels India, this part of our business is still declining, albeit a minor pace of the year progress on the back of encouraging signals of demand rebound. CVEMEA and Americas. Healthy performance in Q3, driven by rebound of four-wheelers against market weakness. CV India, volumes dragged down by PAC segment affected by lingering lockdown measure in urban areas, while cargo has it in slide in Q3, suggesting that this segment is on the verge of a recovery cycle. Let's move now to page six to look at the breakdown of the performance by product. As you can notice, two-wheelers performance shifted to positive in Q3, behind rebound in Western countries in APAC, largely offsetting Indian drop. Prices held up well despite the adverse economic scenario. Q3 scooter outstanding performance across the board, apart from India, led revenues close to previous year level at the end of September. In this context, Medley kept on gaining traction, surging two times versus previous year, confirming the success of the new version launched at the end of 2019. About Vespa, revenue are already above prior year at the end of September, against India weakness. I should like to underline the result of Vespa on Chinese market, with volumes and revenues two times above prior years. Looking at the motorbike, despite challenging comparison base, strong rebound in Q3 led by Guzzi V7 and Aprilia LSV4, growing around 30% and 40% respectively. Regarding commercial vehicles, European resilient performance had overshared by Indian deepened trend. Let's move now to page 8 to have a look at the EBITDA bridge. Q3 top line grow more than offsetting slight dilution on margin, coupled with operative expenses efficiency, grow outstanding EBITDA uplift to 67 million euro, with margin on sales at 17%. The best absolute result to date and the best percentage on sales performance in 11 years. Year to date, EBITDA still dragged down by significant top line decline in first half due to widespread lockdown measures, partially offset heightened efficiency on operating expenses. Tight grip on SG&A will continue in the remaining part of the year without affecting key projects. Moving to slide 9, we can see that the net result decline as a consequence of lower operating result has been mitigated by lower financial expenses, primarily driven by lower cost of debt and lower tax rate, as this year we will fully benefit from the reduction of the corporate income tax in India. Now we can go to page 10 to have an in-depth analysis of cash flow, net debt and liquidity. As said before, cash flow posted positive dynamic across the period, with a remarkable step up of 81 million euro in Q3, mainly stemming from a strong improvement in working capital, largely driven by inventories trending down and receivable lowering, benefiting from the boost of two-wheeler sales in Western countries. Capital expenditure remained broadly in line with last year, testifying the group unchanged focus on new projects to nurture future growth. As a result of the trend just described, net debt has pushed down to 444 million point 8 million euro, close to year end 2009 level. Thank you.
Okay, so now we are ready to answer the question you may have. Thank you.
We will now begin the question and answer session. To ask a question, you may press star then one on your touchtone phone. To withdraw your question, please press star then two. The first question is from Monica Bosio with Intesa Sanpaolo. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thanks for taking my questions. First of all, thanks for giving us the view on the order intake for October and November. On the back of a double-digit rise in volumes in the third quarter, may I ask you what is your view on the dealer stocks inventories in Europe, in APAC, and in the other regions? And the second question is on the margins. We have seen a very strong rebound. I think it's also due to the OPEX savings. Can you please give us some more color? How much of, can you quantify the savings in the third quarter? And can you tell us how much of these savings could be retained for the last quarter and the 2021, hopefully? And the very last question, in the first lockdown, Piaggio plants were at full speed. It was March, February, March, and April are usually quite strong months for the two wheels. Have you any idea of the impact in case, unfortunately, of a lockdown in November and December? Just an update on the plant operation in this period. Thank you very much.
Okay, I started from the last your question. Our management, our purchasing management system that is linked to the material manager, the guy that fix the quantity and the type of the production schedule for the months. Keep in mind that normally December is a very low month. And then also is very short month due to the Christmas holiday. Or as I say, October is close already, and we can say that October went very well, and the results on quantity of October is better than October last year. Now, the question is November. November normally is a month they are beginning to decline to go on the December trend. This year we have the combination of Europe, India, Asia. What I say, Asia, we go very well, extremely well in China for sales of Vespa. We go very well on Vietnam and the country around the Vietnam. And India, the beginning on the two-wheeler, going little bit better than the trend of remaining month of the last month.
Okay.
So Europe is a question. Now, in terms of stock, we have fixed what is the level of stock that we want to achieve the end of December, and there really is very low stock. Very low stock. We have reduced the purchasing program of the components, and we accelerate the rate of the how many times turn the stock on components, and we ask to our supplier to increase this turnover. So, regarding cash, that is for us a priority, we don't have any problems where we, because we are confident, we are more than confident to be able to manage the level of stock in line with the trend of the last 3 months. The level of sales, we have to solve the November. Regarding November, we have, let's say for 50% of November, we have already the order in our hands, especially for the critical country as France. Now remaining the other second half of November, where we don't have, again, the feeling on how is going the market. What I can say is that the trend of sell-out is not bad. So the people that want to buy is ready to buy. The question is, what is the situation of our clients, and what is the general situation regarding the decision of the governments? So
And
we have managed the way in terms of, number one, to cash protect. Number two, reduce all the expenses where it's possible to reduce. Number three, to keep the same productivity production that normally we have. After that, we are ready to deliver, or we are ready to decelerate in case we have a bad situation for the market.
I understand. Thank you. And just a follow-up, please, on the cost savings in the third quarter. How much are temporary and how much could be replicable? Thank you.
Simonotto, want to respond?
Yes, Mr. Colaninno. Mrs. Bonio, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
We have worked on our productivity index, and this is something that we do any year, any month, any day. So I can say now if the amount will be the same than in the fourth quarter or will it be better. I can only confirm to you and to all the people present today that this is one of our best goals. So we will continue on the same way.
Okay, thank you very much.
The next question is from Emanuele Gallazzi with Equita. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, everybody. I have three questions. The first one is on the Indian market. I mean, after a still very weak third quarter, what trend are you seeing now in the market? I mean, I know that the visibility is still very low. And in which condition are your dealers there? The second question is a very quick one on factoring and reverse factoring, if you can just quantify them. And the last one is an indication on net debt, which was the positive surprise of these results from my side. If you can just share with us your expectation for year-end, considering the strong trend in the third quarter. Thank you.
Sorry, Raffaele speaking. Can you repeat again the second question? Because we haven't understood.
Yeah, it's
The second
about
question.
factoring and reverse factoring. If you can just give us an idea of,
Okay, yes.
I mean, the
Okay.
third quarter. Thank you.
So maybe I can start with factoring and reverse factoring. So the factoring without recourse, I think that this is what you mean, has been a little bit higher than September last year, but in the region of 150 million euros. So something in line with the average that we had in the prior quarters. Reverse factoring, on the contrary, went down a little bit, but you have also always to compare reverse factoring to purchases, and the percentage on purchases has been exactly the same of September 2019. So no big difference there. Just to give you, no, yes, these are the trends. So reverse was in the region of 186 million euros. So 41 million euros below September 2019, but with the same percentage on purchases. Okay, this is for factoring and reverse factoring. On the Indian market, maybe, I don't know, okay. Which is the situation now? In October, you mean?
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay. So the situation is clearly improving the two-wheeler market. We have seen also other players are confirming that the two-wheeler market is going up, and probably also our volumes will be up double digit in two-wheeler. So there is a clear sign of an inflection point there in the two-wheeler business. Unfortunately, light commercial vehicles are still suffering, and so October volumes will be still down compared to last year. Improving month after month, but October on October still negative. We say close to 50%.
This is
the question. Huh? I don't know if I answered very well.
Perfect.
Just on October. Okay. Okay. And then.
And the last was on the net financial position target, if you can give us an idea. For year end.
Alessandra Simonotto speaking. As of now, we don't like to give to anybody a feeling of the result of the net financial position at the end of the year. What can I say is that we have worked very hard in these 6 months to reach the goal that you have reached today, and this is the same things that we will do in the next months, because as you well know, net financial position is one of the most important information and measures and figures on which we have to work any day. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
The next question is from Renato Gargiulo with Fidenti. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. Well, my first question is still on the last part of the year. I'm referring to the second wave of the COVID-19. Yes, clear, it's the visibility right now is, I can understand, is not very high. But referring to, in particular, to some markets like France and Germany, where they have already announced new lockdowns, are you already seeing and experiencing any disruption in terms of local dealers or anything else on that side? Second question is still on India. There were some rumors some weeks ago about the introduction of potential scrappage policy from the local government. Do you have any news on that side? And the third question is on Vespa. You have talked about an improving sales trend in the 9 months. Do you have any more details about the third quarter trend in terms of volumes or sales? Thank you.
Yes, Raffaele speaking. Germany and France. So we have some data about the market from the month of October. And actually, the German market is going up more than 60%, 6-0, in the over 50cc market. These are data up to the end of last week, so 3 weeks. And the French market is up high single digits. Keep in mind that in both markets, you will have, at the end of the month, one less working day compared to last year, okay? So this is for the month of October. These are the data that we have. Then for COVID, it's very easy to answer you about the situation and scrappage incentive in India. No news at all. Okay. Very easy.
Okay.
In terms of Vespa, we have been growing in Vespa in Q3 significantly in Western countries and in Asia Pac. So essentially, revenues were already above a prior year at group level, and revenues were strongly up in Asia and Europe, with an average selling price that was higher than last year. So this gives you an idea of the strength of the brand. The only area in which clearly we went down was India, but that was linked to the market dynamic, I would say. So this is the split we can give you. Also on the slide, we highlighted the fact that the China was performing very well, and you know also Mr. Colanino explained several times how we are performing in China. So this is the trend that I can give you. If you want, there is one particular version of the Vespa GTS that performed extremely well, namely in Germany. So Vespa GTS outperform overall at group level other version, at group level, I mean. I think that this is what we can give you in terms of details.
Okay. If I may, just a very quick follow-up. Yeah, you are not giving a guidance in terms of net debt. In terms of CapEx for the full year, do you confirm your previous indications, or are there any changes?
Yeah, I can confirm that the CapEx will be in line with the 2019 full year.
Okay,
so
thank you.
So there will be no late in our CapEx.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Altri tre, secondo me. Cosa vuole la Bosi ancora?
The next question is from François Robillard with Intermonte. Please go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Hi, everybody. Thank you for taking my question. It's on your four-wheeler commercial vehicle in Europe. So I saw that you are planning to start production by year-end. Can you just remind us what are your expectations in terms of volume and top line in the next few years, if you have any visibility given the current concept? Second one is on dividend. So you announced the advance on the 2020 ordinary dividend. Should the last quarter go well as the third one went, can we expect, is it realistic to expect some additional upside on the second part of this ordinary dividend next year? Thank you very much.
Okay. Good afternoon, Alessandro Simonotto. About the CV in Europe, as we already announced in July, we have stopped the production here in Pontedera now because we will start again with the new Porter 6 at the beginning of January. So in these 2 months, all the factories will be renewed and prepared for the new production that will begin at the beginning of January. I don't have this. May you repeat what's your question about dividend? Excuse me.
No, it's just, well, should the fourth quarter go beyond expectations, a bit like the third one went, is it realistic to expect an ordinary dividend much or just part superior to the preliminary one announced today?
François, clearly this is something that we can't answer to that, so we need to wait the full year results, and then there will be the board next year to decide the potential dividend payment, or the amount, sorry, or the dividend that will be paid. So for sure we can give you a guidance on the second part of the interim dividend for next year.
Okay.
Right now.
No problem.
The next question is from Gabriele Gambarova with Banca Akros. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. Thanks for taking a couple of questions from my side. The first one is on Far East. Your volumes grew 23% in Q3, so the performance was extremely positive. I was wondering what do you see for the remainder of the year 2020, so in Q4. And then a question again on the new Porter. Can you tell me what is your production capacity for this new model, and possibly if you have any expectation on 2021 sales? Thanks.
Our capacity is up to 20,000 20,000 piece per year. Regarding the what you asked about the Far East, I can confirm again our Far East position due to the decision that strategic decision that we take about positioning Piaggio in the Far East. Just to remember you that we have a company in Vietnam, as you know, that is going very well, where we have in mind to increase some capacity on engine. We have on the way to build a new organization in China, especially regarding the sales organization, to following and to satisfy the demands of Vespa that is very improving. And then, as you know, in China we have established this industrial relation with Foton. We expected to develop in connection with Foton all the electrical parts consequent to the demands of the market. And then in China again, we have a partnership where we have 40% with our partner that is Chongqing, and the plant is located in Foshan, where we want to produce some products for the Chinese market and the South America market. It's going now. We are on the way to fix the budget, and I want to say that this, they give a very promotion and very positive results. So China, we expected the China for us growing in terms of organization and results for the near future. So we can say that the Piaggio position in Asia is very good, very well, and is ready to take the opportunity to follow the growing demands that we expected to be very good in the next year.
Yes, thank you very much for this granularity. Can I ask you if you there will be a certain point in time when you will consider to localize the Vespa production in China to, let's say, to avoid custom duties? I know the price is very high, the selling price, but much of it is custom duty. So would it be reasonable to set a small, an assembly line there?
No, because we export for Vietnam, and then we have a very good position for custom, and we are not open to make any joint venture for Vespa, and we want to keep the 100% control of Vespa, because as you know, Vespa is an incredible value on the name of that, and is one of the in the line of one of the first strategic products for the group.
Okay, crystal clear. Thanks.
The next question is a follow-up from Monica Bosi with Intesa Sanpaolo. Please go ahead.
No, thank you. I was asking for the CapEx, but you have already answered. Thank you very much.
Again, if you have a question, please press star then one. The next question is from Sébastien Lemonnier with InnoCap. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. Congratulations for your result. Just a question on the opportunity that the crisis is leading in terms of new markets. Because I have in mind that several times since the beginning of the situation, you mentioned like Germany, you mentioned the luxury segment of like a scooter Vespa in China. And I guess there are some other markets that historically was not so big in terms of two wheels, and especially scooters that are emerging. Can you update that? What are those countries, basically? Because we have all in mind the classical country like Italy, like France, but maybe less some other ones. So Can you remind who they are? How much this will contribute today to the sales contribution at the group level? And then we all gonna make our number to try to see how big those market could become in the near future if there is some structural improvement, because it looks like that's something of interest on my side. Thanks a lot.
Se vuole rispondere lei?
Sebastien, Raffaele Rapoto speaking. Can you ask can you ask us again the question, because we have some problem with an echo here?
Sure.
Okay.
So, the question the question is the COVID as leading the COVID leads basically you to new opportunity, especially in new country like Germany, like some others, like the luxury segment in China, for example, with Vespa. Because we all have in mind that France, Italy are like core historical country for scooter, basically, and two wheels, but maybe Germany is much less structurally. So I'm just trying to assess how much this crisis is maybe leading an opportunity for you to penetrate new market, new geographies that historically was not much interested about that kind of product. And if you can say, what are those countries today? What could be the new one tomorrow? And how much of sales they represent today? And then we will all do our math and different hypotheses to the goals, but just to get more color about this topic.
Okay, Alessandro Simonotto speaking. As of now, we can say that COVID is something that opened for Piaggio some new markets. We are able to say that COVID is something that has give the opportunity to people to go back to scooter and two wheels as a vehicles that they can use not only for leisure, not only for some short period during the year, but more or less for give there the freedom to go everywhere without public transportation and so far. So in this moment we don't see some new market, but we see that the market we have are growing month per month. I don't know if this answered to your question.
Okay.
The next question is a follow-up from Renato Gargiulo with Fidentiis. Please go ahead.
Yes, a very quick one. You were talking before about a good pipeline of new products for next year. Can we assume what can we assume in terms of price mix? This should have also a positive impact going forward on the evolution of mix. Thank you.
Raffaele speaking. Yes, there are several launches, as Mr. Colanino said, and also in the motorbike sector, or mainly motorbike sector. So you can expect to have maybe a positive mix effect, but we have to wait. I don't know if Mr. Colanino wants to add something more. I cannot anything else.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
There is no question at the moment.
Okay, so if there are no more questions, I think that we can conclude now the conference call. Thank you everyone for participating in the call, and call me anytime for any follow-up questions. Thank you. Have a great evening and great weekend. Bye.
Bye.